of policies that a king should be like the English, should be like that. But whether his past is not remembered, this doesn't make too much sense, because here it's a little bit mixed up with Arabic, and he's making a point. The point is visible in next verse. What happened in next verse? The story started that once upon a time there was this Arab and his wife, right? Here he's going to say, listen, that Arab fellow is us. That woman is us. That jug is us. And whoever doesn't believe this, get rid of it. What happened? This is the explanation of what he said. You know what? From this point that I shifted, we will not go back to these stories, and we will not repeat the symbolism we choose here. Mm-hmm. Means from now on in my book, when I say an Arab, don't come to these stories. Let's finish this. Put it aside. Here I created a symbolism, right? And with these symbols, I explained something to you. How did I do it? Look at you. Right from the beginning, I split the humanity in two. First story, I said, you are the king. And your intelligence is the handmaiden. Then it was this animal or that, this king or that. At the end, he said, okay, in the final story, the man was the ego. The woman was intelligence. The jar was this body. The water in the jar was whatever knowledge I pulled out of all that. From now on, I want to talk about some other things, and you may come back to all this. We will not. This was finished. This was a job I finished. I gave you analysis, okay? Let's forget about it. Whatever is past, we should not talk about it anymore. It shouldn't be in our zikr. Layozgar means something that you won't even pronounce, whatever is past. Let's forget the past. And this was past, wasn't it? What was this 8 stories about? You hear these 8 stories tonight. What was it all about? About the past. About what a human being is. I want now to tell you what a seeker will be. This seeker is not that. Let's forget about those analyses of a normal human being. Now we talk about someone else, unified. Someone who is the job, man, and a woman, all of it. So all those divisions should be put aside, because now you could do even the reverse. Read the next verse.
Know that the husband is reason, and the wife is greed and cupidity. These twain are dark and deniers. Reason is the candle.
Mm-hmm. See, before he said, the woman is intelligence, the man is self. He said, okay, now you could think the opposite. It doesn't matter. This one or that one. Because I'm not going to all those divisions. I need your attendance to what? To listen again. Now, here. Again, Bishnu. Remember that Bishnu which was at the beginning? Bishnu az nei chun hikayat mikuna. Bishnu vide dustan in dastan. Here, Bishnu again. Means that I'm opening a new chapter. In the new chapter, I will not explain the duality in you. I'm talking about you now, which is unified with all the different aspects of you. Bishnu, yes?
Now hear the origin of their denial, whence it arose.
When I say this and that all together are one, I know that in your brain you will not accept this. Let me tell you why. Because when I say the parrot is a part of me, what do you think? Then you could be confused. Because when I say something is part of something, do you understand this? It's not that easy, because sometimes something is part of a totality, but has no role in the totality. Sometimes it's a part of totality and it has something to do with that. The best example it presents is a rose and a thorn. And I say, listen, thorn is a part of the rose plant. It has nothing to do with flower. When we talk about the beauty and the smell of the flower, all that, it's not like that. But if I say your hand is a part of you, it's really a part of you. Because there are two different parts, that's why you will find it difficult to understand about this unified position that I wanted to talk about. You as a totality means physical existence and a spiritual existence, both together. Yes?
Now hear the origin of their denial whence it arose, from the fact that the whole has various parts. The parts of the whole are not parts in relation to the whole. They are not like the scent of the rose, which is a part of the rose. The beauty of green herbs is a part of the rose's beauty. The coo of the turtle dove is a part of that nightingale. If I become occupied with the difficulty and the answer, how shall I be able to give water to the thirsty?
This is the reason he will give you, and this is the main reason that I understood that he will divide these two sections. First section was explaining something, right? It was analysis. As if he was answering all your logical questions. Why I don't feel good and blah, blah, blah. He said, okay, I told this story. And when I say a part and totality, it's a difficult subject. But the main thing, do not forget that if I will sit down here to answer the questions, these questions are never-ending questions. Intelligence is like that, right? There are a group of people who are thirsty, who want me to give them the water. I cannot waste my entire time in logical arguments. If I accept the challenge of your intelligence to answer all your questions, we'll not have any time for leading you towards somewhere. Therefore, I will not answer the question anymore. Up to here, I think they will ask some questions. Later you will see, you will say, when you are asking the question, you make it more difficult for yourself to understand, because you bring in an opposed hypothesis and thing like that. Be patient. This is where you start and say, look at me. I have some thirsty people here, so I will let go of imagining some opposition, doubter, and trying to get rid of the doubt. I will not do that anymore. Yes?
If you are wholly perplexed and in straits, have patience. Patience is the key to joy.
This verse doesn't make too much sense to you. You understand it, but it doesn't make sense. If you were like the student of Rumi and you know the language, suddenly you will see something different here. I read the Persian to you. گر تو اشکالی به کلی و حرج صبر کن از صبر و مفتاح الفرج even Arabic. Because in Quranic verses and Islamic verses they talk about it, but it's more than that.
Didn't he at the beginning of the book he said Farah, not Farage?
The last verse of book one is Sar Arad Arazulor Nishikal Sar Kun Ballahu Alam Bissabah. Be patient. Here he will repeat something that he will repeat, and he will close his course, and he will send them to practice. One. Over there, we'll explain it when we are there. Here, why he's talking about this, actually, he's changing the mood, changing the ambiance somehow. He will say, okay, listen, I told you this story, and honestly, God, it was not a story. This is how you could feel our feeling. And let go of whatever we talked, because we wanted to bring in the new subject, right? And I know you're full of questions. I will not attend to that. You know why? Because of the intelligence. Your intelligence is in rush. Because time is money. You are in rush to know it all. It doesn't work that way. This is a path that you should be patient. Patience is the essence. Patience is the essence of what?
Love.
Patience is the essence of a lover's attitude. A lover cannot be in rush. A lover will go to the door of a beloved and very prudently, very quietly will knock at the door and will wait. It doesn't go and kick the door. This is not the attitude. The problem is the attitude. Understand the attitude of a lover. A lover is patient. Because you knock the door, not for the door to open, not the door for the beloved to answer. And that's what you want. Not the opening of the door. That's the only thing you want. Because decision is not mine. If my beloved doesn't want to see me, the hell with my rush and whatever. I accept it. I surrender. And this surrender is very hard for your intelligence because of that attitude of doubt. Logic starts with a doubt. Here, everything starts with belief. They believed in Rumi. And here he said, listen, these people, they believe in me, they want me to tell them. Don't play the role of a devil advocate and be always the opposition. I don't have time for that. You don't have time for that. Because that's a never-ending process. If you doubt, you are always doubtful because no one could satisfy you 100%. Because at the end of it, they would say, I don't know. That admission will put you in a good position over there. This is what it is. Two things. The old kind of medicine. Nowadays, when you go to a doctor, you will receive medicine. In Rumi's day, when you go to the doctor, you will receive two things. Medicine and
advice.
A list of the things that you should not do. Do not eat this. Do not drink that. That is the first step. Here, they talk about that a lot. Let's see how he translated it. Yes?
Abstain from thoughts. Abstain.
Thoughts. Abstain. This is something that in knowledge will not ever talk about that. You have a question, that question should be answered. Here, abstain. Because that's something else. That's something you never learned. What is abstain? To say no to your appetite.